Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I come to you with great news, Knicks fans. Despite the attempt being made by 76ers ownership to buy out the remaining available tickets for Game 6 tomorrow night and then distributing it in a noble way, or at least under a noble cause, to first responders and healthcare workers and people in the community in Philadelphia, it is still cheaper, Knicks fans, to go to StubHub and SeatGeek and any of the other secondary market prices because they're cheaper than face value. So no matter what Sixers ownership tries to
is
do,
that right?
You can still go and invade their building. Yeah, true story.
That's unbelievable.
So I guess I give them credit, the Philadelphia 76ers ownership, basically saying, look, we were embarrassed by Sunday. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that our city is not embarrassed again on national TV. So let's just buy out the tickets and give them out to Philly fans. Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. The Knicks fans are still coming. They're still coming. They're going to still be in your building. And here's the beauty of the SeatGeeks and the StubHubs of the world. We now live in a time, Tiki, where if you want to go to a game,
yeah,
you can go to the game.
Right. Yeah, you can find a way there because someone is always willing to sell their ticket.
Always.
Even if they actually want to go and partake in whatever festivity it is, somebody's going to buy their ticket. Or, more likely, because there were so many available for this game, there was a brokerage, who mimes as an individual that bought block of tickets, 8 tickets under a different name. You buy 6 more. So there's tickets available.
Oh, no doubt.
Because that's the world we live in today.
If 5,000 Knicks fans want to invade your building, all 5,000 are going to be able to go.
Mm-hmm.
They just are. Now, what can hinder the crowd not being as strong as it was Sunday in terms of Knicks volume is the fact it's a Thursday night at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And it's possible your wife or husband says, look, that's way too late. I don't want to walk back into our house at 2:30 a.m. I don't want to get a hotel in Philadelphia and give them my money. Like, that's possible. Sure, I get that. But if you want to go to this game tomorrow night alongside me, Tiki, Sean, and Loogie, even though we are not sitting together, me and Loogie are upstairs in the Revolutionary Row. These two guys
are
sitting in suites.
Too. We're upstairs, too.
Upstairs. You're sitting in a suite. And by the way, I think that's awesome. I think Tiki Barber and Sean Morash deserve to be in a suite.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Me and Loogie, the real fans, we deserve to be upstairs.
We deserve each other.
Let's compare our experiences afterwards.
Oh, no doubt. No question. Now, here's a piece of news that's very, very important.
Good thing Sean's got a hotel.
That's right. I did give Philly all that money.
That's a good point. Here's some very important news that I had double-checked with the NBA, or maybe I double-checked with an announcer who double-checked with the NBA. But I wanted to have this information correct, so I can promise you this is information straight from the league concerning Joel Embiid. So yesterday, he committed a flagrant foul.
Mm-hmm.
Tiki and I were just debating if it was on purpose or not.
This was definitely on purpose.
So I don't think it was on purpose, but I will tell you is that that is a flagrant one any day of the week in 2024.
Right.
And, of course, we're talking about the play in overtime with about a minute and 20 to go, in which his hand pounds the head of Jalen Brunson.
Yes. Comes down, looks like he's going for the ball, but he's clearly targeting his head because Jalen Brunson hasn't even shot yet.
Well, that is a clear flagrant one.
Yes.
I think we would all agree with that.
Regardless of intent.
I also would say that in 1999, that's just a good hard foul. And in 1999, we're all loving it. Oh, mm-hmm. I love that. That's the Knicks. That's what we do. 1993, that's Charles Oakley. But in 2024, it is a different time. And without question, it's a flagrant one, which means Joel Embiid has now committed two flagrants in this series, which means Joel Embiid has 2 points in this series. So the way the flagrant system works is when you get a flagrant one, you get 1 point. If you get a flagrant two, you get 2 points. Very, very simple. When you exceed 3 points, you serve an automatic suspension. Mm,
exceed 3 points.
Exceeds three. So
if he gets three, it means nothing.
It doesn't mean anything yet. Obviously, it could mean something for down the road. That's not the Knick problem. But if Joel Embiid ever got a flagrant two, where the officials actually ejected him from a game because a flagrant two is an automatic ejection, it would actually also trigger an automatic suspension for the following game. So if Joel Embiid gets called for a flagrant two in game six, not only would he be thrown out of the game, he would be unavailable for game seven. This also leads to a question of, well, what if he was called for a flagrant two a few games ago? He'd be sitting at 3 points,
right,
which would put him one flagrant away from an automatic suspension.
Huh. So what you're saying is, whoever the biggest trash talker is on the Knicks right now needs to get Joel Embiid's ear and frustrate the hell out of him, piss him off so that he flagrant to somebody.
Yeah.
So he gets kicked out and then is unavailable for game seven. Should it go to game seven?
He gets kicked out twice.
Right.
Basically.
Not a bad strategy, to be honest with you.
I got to tell you, I initially had thought that 3 points was the number, so he was a flagrant one away from being ejected and missing not being ejected, but automatic suspension. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately for Knicks fans, it's exceeding 3 points. Right now, he's at 2 points. So just so you know, if Joel does anything dirty tomorrow night, not only are you rooting for the flagrant two because he gets an automatic ejection, but he would also not be able to play in game seven.
Right. This was the Draymond Green thing, right?
Yeah, he exceeded the points, I think.
He exceeded the points and got suspended.
Yeah, and every time you get a flagrant after that, Rasheed Wallace used to have that problem. Mm-hmm. Every time you exceed it, you get an automatic suspension. In fact, it goes further than that. Like, if you exceed that number by, I guess if you're at, if you're at 5 points or more and you commit, it turns into a 2-game suspension.
So it's six. So if you get six.
Yeah.
So at four, you get 1-game suspension. At six flagrants, you get a 2-game suspension.
You get a 2-game suspension.
Wow. After already serving the 1-game suspension.
Yes. Wow. So here's the truth. This may not matter until Joel Embiid is somehow in the NBA Finals, but as we all know, that's not happening. I mean, I don't know who's going to win this series, but
would
I can promise you this.
The Knicks?
This has nothing to do with the Knicks. This has nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who's going to win this series. I'll be the first to tell you. All right, this has been a roller coaster of 5 games, and I'm sure game six will be a roller coaster. I don't know who's going to win this series, but I can make you this promise. Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers will not go to an NBA Finals. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. That will never happen. So they may win this series, but finals? Give me a break. Come on. Let's not be crazy.
Now you're speaking that into existence.
I've been saying that for many, many years. That is not a new thing. That is not a jinx. That is a Evan opinion for the last 5 years. And by the way, most people in Philadelphia agree with me, too. Let's go to Ophir in Comac. What's up, Ophir?
How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Very well.
Great show. So I wanted to give you the Odyssey update. Last time I called my daughter and I was doing yard work, and she was out, passed out outside in the backyard while I was listening, which was awesome. And today we went for a really nice walk. Beautiful day.
Nice.
It's a beautiful day today.
Very nice.
Mid-70s.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. We're worried about the wrong things when it comes to the Knicks, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the Sixers had to have a perfect game to beat us, and they did. And I think, like, all we're talking about is the 3-pointer that Maxey hit, and we had to make a bunch of mistakes down the stretch and still had a chance to win the game.
Yes.
Right? And I think it's so sad. I think, like, if I was a Sixers fan, like, if you're the owner, you ought to be smarter than that, right? Like, they have to realize that the face value of the tickets down in Sixerland is like a quarter of what the get-in price for Madison.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Square Garden is for game one.
Right.
Forget about game six, seven, or whatever. There is no way they could buy as many tickets as they want. There's no way they're going to be able to keep Knicks fans away.
You're
from,
right. Right. Because they're not buying 8,000 tickets.
Right.
They're buying 2,000 tickets.
Well, and also, it's supply and demand. Like, I know they may not understand this in Philadelphia. Going to a game at Madison Square Garden is really, really expensive. It just is. The get-in price last night was over $500 a ticket.
Wow.
If there's a game seven, that get-in price is going to be even higher. So it makes sense for a New Yorker who wants to see the Knicks play in the postseason to drive to Philadelphia. Because even if it's expensive, like right now the get-in price in Philadelphia, I'm not trying to tell you it's $5. It's not. It's $150. But $150 is a third of the price
right.
of what it would cost to go to the Garden.
Yeah, three of those, and you're still not even buying a get-in price for game five.
Right. So there's nothing you can do. And again, to the ownership in Philadelphia, this is another topic I'm very familiar with. I know what it's like to root for a team in which the fans just invade your building. And I will tell my team's owner the same thing I'll tell Josh Harris. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. There just isn't. It's going to happen. You want to know why? Because the Knicks fan base is ultra passionate.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see their team play in the postseason. And for the financial reasons we just laid out, it makes sense for them to buy tickets and go down to Philly.
But I thought Philly was this big, bad sports town. Like you said, this reeks of something the Nets would do because they don't really have a lot of fans.
Well, hey,
the Knicks invade that.
They
would pull a stunt like this.
I didn't bring up the Nets. They're not even in the league anymore.
No, but they would pull a stunt like this. I thought Philly had all these big-time sports fans here. They
have big-time Eagle fans.
They don't have, 20,000 Sixer fans in their entire city.
No, no, no.
They have to pull a stunt
do,
like this?
But they need like 10 million, right, in order for them to care.
No,
the
no.
problem is they don't care.
I'm
right
talking
now.
About going to the game.
Yeah,
they have to pull a stunt under the guise of first response.
Let me explain this to you on what the hell's going on. And I'll use the Mets, a team we root for, as an example of it. They had a playoff game a few years ago. They didn't sell out. Why? Why didn't they sell out a playoff game against the Padres? Mm. Why?
Because
there's a lot of Met fans in New York. We seem to care, right?
You're asking me why? Because they collapsed on the stretch. I don't think there was a lot of juice. There was a lot of anticipation. There was a lot of excitement.
Okay, there you go. They're the same thing. The Sixers have been knocked out in the second round or earlier 8 years in a row or 7 years in a row.
And look, we had a 76er fan call yesterday, right? Or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Basically telling us why this is the case on Sunday. Why it was the case on Sunday. They're tired of the process.
This is Philly
versus
nonsense. New York, though. This isn't San Diego. This is Philly, New York. It is our biggest rivalry as far as the
city. But I don't think they love the 76ers in Philly.
Well,
I don't think they love that team.
I think they love the 76ers. I don't think they love this 76er team.
That's what I mean. Like this iteration.
This version of it.
This iteration. They don't love this iteration of this team.
And look,
I don't believe in the iteration of this team.
And the example I use to kind of explain what's going on down there, if we actually even care, because the truth is, we could just take their own building and just take their wives and families and be like, what's up? We're hanging out with you. You know what I mean? What'd you think? I was going to say something inappropriate.
I was worried where you were going,
no,
but you stopped.
I mean, hang out with them. Like, we're in your building.
Yeah,
and we're
you
want to
drink their
you.
Beer, maybe take a dump, don't flush. I got you.
The Yankees are the most popular team in this town. I think we could all admit that. Over the Giants, over the Yankees. And there have been years in which Yankee fans are like, I ain't spending the money to go to the playoffs. And that's why I've always told you the story. I went to that Raul Labanez game for $25. I sat in the upper deck. And that was a playoff game. Because for whatever reason, the fan base just didn't want to go. They didn't love that team. They didn't believe in that team. And right now in Philadelphia, it's not necessarily just New York versus Philly. It's this 76ers team versus this Knicks team. And right now, the Knicks fan base, even after a loss last night, believes in their team and is more excited in their team far greater than the Sixer fan is in their team.
It's no different than everybody loves a good bag of Ruffles. You like Ruffles?
Yeah.
All right.
With ridges?
We all love Ruffles.
Have ridges.
I'll buy a ton of bag of Ruffles. But guess what? If I open up a bag and it's stale Ruffles, am I still going to love those Ruffles and spend my money on that bag?
No.
No. The Sixers are the stale Ruffles.
Oh, did I tell you that Sean Morash is a sellout?
I am.
Why?
You hear what he did yesterday?
I do not.
All right, so let me tell you a story. So Sean Morash is a member of the Coalition. He's not a Knicks fan. He don't like the Knicks. He's actually a bigger, douchey Knicks hater than I am. I'm at least independent. I observe. I give good thoughts. He's a troll.
Subtly troll. He openly trolls.
Right.
Right.
So yesterday, he's leaving the class he teaches, and he's on the Long Island Railroad.
Oh, is it finished? I saw it. Congratulations.
Big final.
Good job, good. Man.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Everybody passed, by the way.
Very nice. And he's watching the Knicks game on his phone. I'm a DVR guy. He's a, hey, I'm going to watch the game on my phone. And there's a guy on the train decked in Knicks stuff, Knicks paraphernalia. And he notices that Sean is watching the Knicks game and makes an assumption, which I'm sure a lot of people would make, which is that bald man over there, Sean, is a Knicks fan. And so he gives Sean an attempted high five after a Knicks made a basket. And Sean didn't have the heart to tell him, actually, I don't like the Knicks. I'm rooting for the Sixers. And engaged in the high five with the Knicks fan.
Wow, sounds very similar to what you did with Mr. Ledecky.
This is a little
the Islander game, despite being a diehard Ranger fan.
I didn't put on the jersey.
You're doing awesome.
No. I didn't put on the jersey. This was more pity. First of all, the guy wasn't a Knicks hero. I would have never sat next to him knowing I was watching the game. He was in a suit. And he had a little beer in a cup, and I didn't realize he was watching the Knicks game. He saw my phone watching the same thing, and he started hooting and hollering and saw I was doing it. What else would you assume? That I'm a Knicks fan, right? Because there's no Knicks fans in town. So he kept giving me fist bumps, and I didn't want to get into a conversation about why I'm watching the game, but I don't like them. So I gave him the fist bumps.
You could have said, I'm just watching this for professional reasons.
By the way, his stop was Rockville Center. He got off with a minute 30 left, basically saying, see you next round.
Oh, my God. What a triple.
So I never got to see the collapse with him.
All right. He probably got into this car and was like, what in the hell?
I think you should have been honest with him.
I couldn't. I just couldn't.
All you had to do was say, I'm only watching this game for professional reasons.
No, but then that leads to what do you do for a living? And then
respectfully, that's bad advice. Just say I'm a basketball fan. Like, or just say you're a Nets fan or you root for a different team. Like, people understand that.
Sean wanted the attention. He would have loved the attention.
No, that's exactly why I didn't do it. Because in that spot, I just wanted to watch the game and relax.
Sean's such a celebrity. He didn't want to be bothered by fans.
It's just, you know, sometimes you just
timer.
Dude, I think that
I'm more approachable than you are.
Clearly,
no, I'm very approachable. But you know, all these people come up to me when I'm at dinner all the time. Just relax.
Let's go to Sam in Hackensack, New Jersey. How you doing, Sam?
Hi, love the show. Dolan could have bought the tickets too and handed them to first responders in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. You know, I mean, my point is, don't. Like, you know, like, don't disgrade what they did or degrade what they did. That was a nice thing. Maybe they should have bought even more tickets. Now, I don't know how it's set up. My guess is similar. Maybe they have to go to Will Call or something to pick it up so they can't put them on the secondary market.
I think you're right about that.
Even have time to do that.
Yeah.
I think the 9 o'clock thing is a bigger factor as well. I mean, sixth game, Philadelphia. I think everybody's kind of psyched up for a seventh game.
Sam, you're falling into the trap. And I've noticed a pattern of what's been going on in this series. Two things can be true at the same time. It sucks that Joel Embiid has Bell's palsy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mock it. Of course it sucks.
By the way, it's not affecting his game that much.
No, I don't think it's affecting his game, but it affected his eyes.
Right, and he clearly had a migraine and other things, etc. Yeah.
He has some form of Bell's palsy, but I find it odd that Adrian Wojnarowski leaks it in the middle of this series while also saying Joel wanted to keep it private. Well, why is it public now? And then...
Yeah, if he wanted to keep it private, why the hell do you know?
Because it looked as if the Philadelphia 76ers and Joel Embiid had a motivation called sympathy.
No, I'm asking a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Right? Woj, I know you throw these bombs everywhere, but if Joel wanted it private and you include that in your report, then how the hell do you know?
Because the Sixers and Joel probably told him, please put this out there for sympathy. And now you've got this. And I know you've fallen for it. Our last caller's fallen for it, which is, hey, Sixers ownership did something charitable. You can't make fun of that. That's wrong.
I'm not saying you can't make fun of it. I'm saying good job, 76ers ownership.
You
need to control your arena.
No. That's two different things, though.
No, it's not.
Yes.
You want to give your team, the home team, as much of an advantage as possible. And having it filled like it was on Sunday with Nick fans is just an untenable circumstance.
I get that, but you're hiding under the cloak of charity.
It doesn't matter.
That's what they're doing.
You got to do something with the tickets.
Okay.
They can't sit in all those seats. Michael Rubin has a lot of employees at Fanatics, but they're not all coming to the game.
I get that.
So the only thing they can do is give it away to people who know want to come but can't afford it.
But they're right. Okay. And that's great. Okay, I feel like I have to say that every time. It's great that first responders have tickets to the Sixers and Knicks game. It's great that teachers and kids have a chance to go to the Knicks-Sixers game.
Are they giving it to teachers, too?
I don't know. I'm assuming they did everything so beautiful that we're all a bunch of horses' asses if we criticize it. What we're criticizing is that you're pathetic. That you as a franchise, you're so pathetic that you're trying to protect.
As a franchise or as a fan base?
No. As an ownership crew.
No,
this is what you're doing? You're buying tickets out because you were embarrassed that Knicks fans took over your building.
I happen to know their ownership group, so I'm not defending them, but it may come across that way.
That's fine.
I'm just telling you from a strategic standpoint, it makes sense to fill the arena with people who are cheering for your team as opposed to letting it get filled by people from the other team, especially with the proximity it is to get from New York to Philadelphia. And we saw it on Sunday. You had proof positive. The Knicks fan will come if the ticket is available. So the only way to stop that from happening is to make the ticket unavailable.
Well, a couple of things. They're not stopping it from happening. Let me make that absolutely clear. This building will be filled with Knicks fans because Knicks fans who want to go are going to go anyway. Mm. What bothers me is they're trying to make us feel uncomfortable criticizing what they're doing because it means we hate charity. We don't hate charity. Well, it's awesome that first responders got tickets, but the motivation is exactly what you're laying out, which is we don't want Knicks fans filling our building.
So what's wrong with that?
Yeah, what is the point of criticizing that?
I don't understand why.
Because it's pathetic.
No. It's pathetic by the Sixers fans that it's come to this.
Yes.
But it's not
pathetic.
If you're
going to criticize somebody, criticize like we did on Monday. Criticize the 76er fan who refuses to go.
Right.
Refuses.
This is actually
not even like, maybe I'll go if I can get a ticket.
Yeah, but
they're just refusing to go.
If any franchise in this town did that. Okay.
Franchises in this town won't ever need to do
that. The Mets didn't sell out a playoff game last year or 2 years ago. If the Mets had done that, I can only imagine the jokes that would have been made. If the Nets ever did that, which they haven't, by the way.
But the cacophony of sound in a baseball stadium as opposed to a basketball arena is so different.
You're making excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just speaking reality. Right, an opposing fan base is not going to go into Citi Field and make it sound like a home game for the San Diego Padres. It's just not going to happen.
I call BS on
that. Maybe the Yankees can do that, but no fan base is traveling up here and gonna take it over. So it's like, oh, this feels like in a game that matters. This feels like whatever Petco Park. That's not going to happen.
It can happen. Yes, I know that. I do not have Tiki specific examples of it happening in the playoffs. I have it in the regular season. I know you don't want to hear that, but actually, you know what? I do have it in the playoffs, and you're going to tell me it doesn't count.
Why?
And it's going to piss me because it's going to be the Nets. It's going to be the Nets. Well, last year, the Sixers fans took over Barclays Center. So of course, it can happen.
So give me a Nets example. Give me a Knicks example. Give me a Washington. What are they? The Wizards?
In the playoffs?
Give me an example of an arena. The only reason this matters is because it's loud in arenas. There's a ceiling, you know. What did he say?
A roof.
Jordan, the roof is the limit, whatever he says.
Yeah.
Right? But the sound is important. It matters in an arena.
I respect that the sound's
important.
In a baseball
stadium, in a football stadium, a ballpark, it doesn't matter.
I know, but it still would be pathetic if one of our ownership groups, even under the guise of charity, did that.
The only reason the 76ers owners are doing this is because of the sound in an arena. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's my thesis on this.
I
the only reason they're doing this is because it was full of Knicks fans, and you heard the Knicks fan shouting down the 76er fan for MVPing to Jalen Brunson.
I get
and
why.
So they're trying to prevent that from happening.
I get why they're doing it. I'm merely saying it's pathetic. Is that okay?
It's the fans.
It's
that
more
are pathetic
on the fan base than it is for me, the ownership. The owner and Michael Rubin, who's no longer an owner, he used to be, but he had to divest himself. And Edelman, he is an owner. But those guys, they're doing this to prevent what happened on Sunday from occurring again.
I know this is a weird, weird spot for both of us, Loogie. Can you just say, I agree with you, Evan, because I know you do, and we can all move on.
Because logically, Evan, Loogie knows I'm right.
No, Evan is that. Well, actually, you know what? You're both right. So, Tiki, you're right in the sense that the ownership is doing this, yes, to keep Knicks fans out of the building, but they're hiding under the
wall. They're not hiding?
Yes, they are. They're doing
not.
They don't want to get crushed, by the way,
sure they just
by their
bought
own
the tickets,
city,
and people
too.
Were like, why did you buy so many tickets? And they're like, and we wanted, what are they going to say?
No, but they
know. We want the 76er fan in the arena.
No, but they know they're going to get crushed nationally by their own fans, by Knicks fans. So they go, all right, we're going to do it with charity,
well,
with first
with
responders, because nobody can attack
way,
that.
Who cares what their own fans say? Because they're not going.
No, but my
screw
point,
their own fans.
But my point is, if they know what they're doing is lame, that's why they're giving it to first responders. But
you
I mean,
guys,
come on.
I don't think it's lame.
Oh, it's so
by the way,
transparent.
They're not hiding from the fact that they're
yes.
doing this because Knicks fans came there.
Yes.
They're finding a solution to Knicks fans.
Yes.
That's
it is
not
the
pathetic.
Solution to the biggest problem from Sunday.
Yeah. A bigger problem or a bigger pathetic from an ownership is what the freaking Carolina Hurricanes are blocking anybody from mid-Virginia
right.
North
that's
from
worse.
Buying tickets.
That's worse.
By the way, that is very, very normal. And I will remind you, it isn't going to work. Mm. Like, most of the time, if you're going to Philly tomorrow, you did it by buying it through the secondary market. That's how you did it. So the idea of, oh, the Carolina Hurricanes are going to block Ranger fans or previously Islander fans mm-hmm. from buying tickets to go to Raleigh, I got news for you. It's the same news I have for the city of Philadelphia. You're not stopping us. You're not. Let that be a warning sign. Because if you want tickets, and trust me, I've already seen it. There are Knicks fans who said, you just motivated me to go on SeatGeek and buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You just motivated me.
Of course.
You told me you don't want me in your building. I'm going to be in your building anyway. And that's how we buy tickets now. And that's why in 2024, it is so different than 1999. The ability to buy tickets now, it's easy. Yeah, you take your phone out. You don't even do anything. And it's like, boom, I got two tickets.
Right.
So these lame attempts by the Hurricanes or the 76ers or you name it, it's not going to work.
Of course.
You can't keep us down.
You're making it seem as if I'm arguing that it's going to work. I'm not arguing that it's going to work because it's not going to work. Knicks fans are going to find their way. They're going to find their way in. But just like on Thursday or Friday last week when we were looking at – no, it was Thursday because I wasn't here on Friday. When I was looking at the team site mm-hmm. for the 76ers for games this weekend, there were tickets available on the team site. Right, the arena was open. There were lots of seats that were available on the team site. The team looked at it this or today or yesterday, whenever they decided, and said, dude, there's a lot of tickets that are just available. They bought those tickets.
Yes.
Now, what they do with them, I don't care. I'm talking about why they did it.
Yes.
Because they don't want it invaded by Knicks fans once again.
Going to happen anyway. We'll get back to your calls in a bit. Knicks getting set to try to now erase the stench of yesterday. Plus, the biggest news in New York baseball yesterday, we address when we come back. And of course, it's Dollar Dog Night at Citi Field. Last night, it was very under the radar because the Islanders season ended against Carolina and obviously the epic game that the Knicks played.
What? Just, I don't know, it's funny. You've just spent weeks tormenting about how the Rangers don't want to see the Islanders, and you've really glossed over that elimination tonight.
Well, guess what? You don't have to play the Islanders. Congratulations. You want a medal? You want a cookie? You're not playing the Islanders.
I just want you to eat a little crow.
What crow do you want me to eat? The Islanders have been blowing leads all season long, and when they blew a 3-goal lead in the midst of this series, they damaged any hope
Evan.
Of pulling off this
no.
great upset.
Evan.
And last night, by the way, when they fight back and it's 3-3 and then 2 goals score in like 8 seconds, it was very typical of the Islanders season. What the hell do you want me to say?
So
you want to fire Lou Lamoriello? You're probably right. You want me to say they should blow the whole thing up? Fine. What do you want? You want blood?
You just said it was very typical, the blown leads, everything going back to the stadium series. When I uttered the words on the air, the Islanders are the exact kind of team you want to play in the playoffs, and you said, well, how could you say that? You don't want to play your bitter rival. And that is why they were the exact kind of team you want to play in the playoffs, because they blow leads all the time.
Yes.
So all I'm looking for, quickly as we get back to basketball, Sean, you were right. Congratulations, it's Islander Elimination Day.
I stand by, it's not Islander Elimination Day. It's not a freaking holiday. You just made it up. Okay, no one celebrates Islander Elimination Day. And if you do, you don't celebrate around here. Okay, how about that?
Well, I celebrate it around here.
Okay, good. Go have a party by yourself. But all I said to you in the past was the Islanders are a flawed team. Yes, the Rangers are a better team. Yes, it would be a major upset. But you risk a lot if you play them in a best-of-seven series. God forbid you lose. Well, guess what? You don't have to worry about it. You take on the Carolina Hurricanes. We're going to beat you in six, all right? So good luck with that.
Official prediction?
But the other thing, not yet. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of leaning that way, but not yet. We'll see. The other thing was the Yankees lost to the Orioles last night. Their offense continues to be very, very, very limp, and they face Corbin Burns today, which means they're going to break out and score a lot of runs. That is, by the way, that is a prediction. Like, that is so typical of baseball. Yankee bats are quiet. They've gotten stymied by the Orioles. Today, against one of the best pitchers in baseball, they're and Loogie's laughing because he knows Corbin Burns is on my fantasy team.
Yep.
And I'm facing Loogie. And I'm not saying that out of negativity towards fantasy. That's baseball Susan kind of prediction. But the bigger story was last night at Citi Field, because the New York Mets did something that they have now got to do weekly. And that is
win.
Dollar Dog Night.
You're talking about that bad Falcon wins. Oh, DJ Stewart hitting home runs.
And yes, I did call for DJ Stewart to be option of the minor leagues yesterday. And by the way, I stand by what I said.
Don't
about Mark
Vientos. To Evan.
Well, no, that's baseball, bro. Like, yes, DJ hit a 3-run home run. Right. Congratulations. I stand by what I said a day ago, which is Vientos deserve to stay in the major leagues, and the guy to be sent down is DJ Stewart. It is what it is. With that said, it was a nice victory. I'm glad they won, but Dollar Dog Day is, it's got to happen.
Best wiener I've ever had in my mouth.
Like, Dollar Dog Days existed in other locations, and now in New York, it's like magic.
How much does a hot dog regularly cost?
At Citi Field?
Yes. I don't know. I've never bought one.
So I would guess, and I bought a hot dog for Spence when I brought him to a game 2 weeks ago, and I think it was like $5 or $6 would be my guess.
$5 or $6?
Yes.
So how many are they selling?
Last night, they bragged.
No, they crushed it. But on a regular day, how many do you think they're selling?
All right, so let's say on an average night, they got 25,000 people there. Okay. I do not think everybody's buying a
hot dog.
They're
not selling 25,000.
No
so
way.
Maybe they're selling 7 or 8.
Yeah, I would say it's less than half. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't think every other person is buying a hot dog. And even if you're buying 2 or 3 like Sean does.
Best wiener I've ever had in my mouth.
I don't think there's enough people. So.
Okay, so let's say $8 or 8,000 people at $6. So that's like $40-something thousand, $48,000.
Let me get a calculator.
I think it's like $48,000.
Okay.
That's a simple math. Right. So last night, they sold them for $1. And how many did they sell?
I think they sold like 48,000.
So, I mean, it kind of break even. I mean, it's the same.
No, because you got to buy the hot dog. See, even if you buy the hot dog and it's 25 cents and it costs the Mets nothing, you still have to outlay more hot dogs that you're purchasing because you're selling more.
Okay, so make it $2.
No, it's day. Dollar Dog Day. What are you doing?
$2 hot dog day. You're making massive profit.
Can't do that. Can't do that. You want to know why?
Why?
You already sold us on Dollar Dog Day. Like, here's the problem the Mets have.
Buy cheaper hot dogs.
I want to be transparent.
10-cent hot dogs.
Yeah, I like that one. My dad, who I mentioned the other day, has a major leg injury. Oh, crap. By the way, I said on the air he's got a fractured leg.
Yeah.
He went to get a second opinion. Not the case.
What is it?
They think it's a hamstring issue, and my dad wanted me to ask you about hamstring issues.
Okay.
Like, is it possible, like, he blew up his hamstring and it's causing that
by
kind of pain?
Falling?
Well, he thinks he got it because he fell a few days ago, but maybe he just pulled it, getting up from the seat in the on the railroad.
I mean, maybe. He's
very old now.
Right. If he fell, it's probably a bruise, and there's, like, he's just got to stretch it out and lengthen it out. So
you know what? I think I'm going to get you guys on the phone later.
Right, yes.
I think you guys got to talk about it.
Right.
Running back knows about hamstrings.
Trust me, I used to crush my hamstring all the time.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
In a bad way.
From fracture to hamstring injury?
I swear.
Anthony Rizzo's doctor?
Dude, I swear. One doctor said that. They went to a second doctor, like an orthopedic surgeon, and they're like, there's no fracture. It's not true.
How old's your father?
He is... Does he want me to say?
It doesn't matter. He's over 70.
He's over 70.
So, like, sometimes those images, if you're older, you get false reads.
Yeah.
Just because you're old.
Yeah.
Right? You just might have some cracks in your bones.
No, I got you. But the point of me bringing up my dad was not his poor leg injury, but was the fact that he came in, and he went to Monday's game, almost Sevy's no-hitter. That's not why he came in. He came in for the dollar dogs.
Best wiener I've ever had in my mouth.
My dad, and this is his attitude, and I respect it, and I feel the same way.
Last night, he went for the dollar dogs.
No, he didn't go because of the leg injury.
Oh, got it.
He didn't. But my dad has a very similar attitude to what I have, and Lugia laughed because this sounds like me. His attitude is, I've given the Mets so much money over the years that I want mine. Mm. So when you have dollar dog day, my dad would have bought 50.
Right.
He would have just been like, I'm buying 50 because I could buy 50.
All right, however much they regularly cost, that's how much I'm going to spend on how many I can get.
No doubt. Like when I've taken him to one of those all-you-could-eat seats that they have, he abuses them. Like I'll be perfectly honest with the Mets. Like you would want to arrest him. He's just like grabbing food, not even eating it, and saying, you know what? I'm not hungry, but I'm all eat.
And he swipes 70 sweet and lows, too, just on top of it.
Nice.
No, to his credit, he does try to eat it. Like, he's not taking it home. I've never seen him taking food home. But I think it's more, I don't care how hungry I am, I'm taking advantage of the moment. It's like a Larry David episode.
Of course.
All you can eat? Prove it. Yeah.
By the way, his leg injury, he missed out on the no-hitter and the dollar dogs.
So, for my dad and for anyone else who did not go to Citi Field last night, they announced about 22,000, mm-hmm. So not a huge crowd. They got to bring it back. And if you promote it more, I'll tell you right now, I'll go. I wouldn't have gone to Philly if I had more notice on Dollar Dog Night. I would have made sure I was in the building. Would have bought 35 hot dogs and just right. went to town. So I think it's a brilliant, brilliant thing that the Mets are doing, and I believe it needs to be a weekly thing. Now here's the negative. Philadelphia, we seem to be talking about them a lot today. They had to stop Dollar Dog Day.
Why?
Because people would toss their hot dogs all over the place. Apparently, there was an incident last night where a guy, I guess, I don't know, he was provoking the crowd. For those that were there, maybe you can inform me. And people started throwing all their hot dogs at him.
What?
I swear.
Because it means nothing to them. It costs a dollar.
Because it only costs a dollar.
Right. You're not probably going to eat it. You're going to get a couple extras just in case.
So one obnoxious guy just kept getting hit in the face with waiters?
Right. Yes. Dude, I got hit by a hot dog at an Islander game once.
Come on.
They were celebrating, as was I. I didn't even care.
What are we talking about, by the way? Would you grab the wiener out of the bun and throw it or throw it with the bun?
I think you got... I would take it out of the bun.
Why are you handling wieners? Why do you want to handle wieners?
I don't want to handle any wieners.
No, just making sure.
Oh, you know what you do? And this is actually dangerous, but I think this is what people do. I would never throw a hot dog. Like, if I spent a dollar on a hot dog, mm-hmm. I'm going to eat the freaking hot dog.
Or at least take a bite.
I think they keep it in the wrapper. And so it's in the tinfoil, and they kind of crunch it together, and then they throw the hot dog. So what I'm hoping is
that
the Mets...
they're keeping their wieners wrapped before they throw them.
No doubt. In your face? I think the Mets are going to be scared of this incident, but they shouldn't be. We got to bring back Dollar Dog Day. It's got to be a weekly occurrence. In fact, I suggest Monday or Tuesday nights. That
weekly.
Would be my night.
Yeah. Weekly?
Weekly, yes.
You know what I love about that? If you don't like hot dogs, it's the best night to go to a concession stand that doesn't sell hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's getting the hot dogs.
Yeah. That's big if you want Shake Shack solid. That night.
Clearly, Sean hasn't been to Citi Field lately. There are no lines.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Maybe that'll change.
He had 30,000 over the weekend.
No, they did okay over the weekend. It was a beautiful weekend. They got two more games against the Cubs. They got an afternoon game tomorrow. And then the next time they're home, and this is where I think they will draw a big crowd, Friday night, a week from Friday, the Atlanta Braves.
Mm.
The Atlanta Braves. That should be an interesting night. All right, let's get back to some of your phone calls. Obviously, the Knicks fans still trying to get over what was a devastating choke job yesterday. You could rewind the Odyssey app to 2 o'clock. We went through all the different chokes that led to the Knicks losing. But now, as we get closer to the evening, we get closer to the eve of Game 6, the Knicks fan starts to think and believe again that maybe tomorrow night will be a special night in the city of Philadelphia where they can close the 76ers out. Keaton is calling from Spring Lake. What's up, Keaton?
Evan, I got a bone to pick with you here.
Okay.
So yesterday on the radio, you were saying how after, you know, the Sixers lost last night, which they didn't, how they would go home and drive down south on the turnpike. So I'm blaming you for the loss, as you are a big believer in the jinxing. So also, I was scrolling on social media, and I saw someone was selling the New York Knicks Takeover Philly t-shirts.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the game tomorrow. I'm going to buy you a t-shirt, and you're going to have to wear it on the fan for jinxing the Knicks last night.
Oh. So if the Knicks win and the Knicks take over Philly again,
mm-hmm.
Keaton, you're going to buy Evan a t-shirt, and he's got to wear it so all that are watching us on SNY can see Evan eating crow.
You know what? I'd do that for you, but you got to win game six, Keaton. That's the rule. You can't just lose game six and win game seven. Right. If you win game six and you buy me this T-shirt, very nice gesture of you, I will wear it for a day on WFAN. All right? That's for you.
All right. Hey, that's a deal. And if I can't find the T-shirt, I will personally customize one with your name on it.
That's fair.
Love it, Keaton.
What I'm trying to figure out about tomorrow night, and obviously you can hear it if you've been listening to our show today, a lot of people are going.
Yeah.
Like, this building is going to be filled with Knicks fans.
By the way, that's why your assertion of what the Philadelphia 76ers owners are doing is dead on. It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Knicks fans are going to go.
No question about it. They will fill up that building. And as we've talked about for a few weeks, we let this be known weeks ago, we were going. Like, Sal even said to me today, like, off air, he's like, you guys really going? Mm. I was like, you're damn right we're really going.
Did you get the Tiki's not showing up?
No, BT didn't say that.
Right, okay. Because they've gotten past
Brandon
that.
Brandon used to say that.
They've gotten past that.
Why? I mean, you've showed up. You've gone to a lot of games. You've done a great job. And this one's really special. I mean, think about this for a second. I want everyone to ponder this. Because sometimes we work with Tiki. You listen to him as a radio host. He's probably your favorite host at the station. And you forget, like, he was a football player. Like, you sort of forget that sometimes. And I don't take that as a negative. It's kind of a compliment.
Long time. I've almost been doing this longer. Twice as long as I played football.
Crazy, right?
It's insane.
And I think a lot of people associate you as talk show host Tiki Barber, and they forget, hey, this is an all-time great New York Giant. Tiki Barber, recognizable guy, done a lot of TV over the years.
Because I smile.
Because he smiles. Is going to walk into an arena in Philadelphia
and
for
I'm
a game
smile.
Six. Well, what are you going to wear, though?
I'm going to smile.
I know you're going to smile, but are you going to wear something like are you going to wear a Knicks shirt? Are you going to wear a Giant shirt? Are you going to... Oh, I got it. Are you going to wear a Rondé Barber jersey?
Oh, I should. Rondé owns Philly. I should. Now, then they kind of partly... They kind of love Donovan McNabb, right? Or they don't like Donovan
I don't
McNabb.
Know what they think of him.
Whatever he is, they can go find him at Rondé's house because Rondé owns him. I just can't. I can't wear a Rondé Barber jersey. That's just odd.
No, that is odd. But would you wear a Giant shirt, a Giant sweatshirt, something Knicks? I mean, I'm just curious. Like, I've been planning out what I'm going to wear, especially I'm in a tough spot. I don't like either team.
I go out in public. I like to church it up a little bit.
So you're going
to
look good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I look good.
That's
fine. Sean can wear a barber shirt.
What are you going to wear, Sean?
I am going to dust off my Rondé Barber jersey from high school.
Nice, really?
I am.
You're going to wear a Rondé Barber jersey tonight?
I got plans after work tonight. Pop by my parents' house. I have like a sealed bucket with old jerseys I had, and I have a red Rondé Barber jersey.
Oh, that's amazing.
Seriously, I like you. I've enjoyed working with you.
Have you though?
No, I genuinely have.
You know they dislike Rondé more than they dislike me.
Yeah.
Look, if I'm going to talk the talk, I'm going in there walking the walk.
You're
going to
walk into Wells Fargo Center on a late night, which means people are going to be liquored up, with a Rondé Barber jersey?
I hate both teams, Evan. What am I supposed to do?
Sean,
I'm going in there with an anti-Philly agenda.
Okay, what do you think I'm doing? Derek, have you thought about what Evan's wearing to the game?
Mm. No, because you wear stained sweatshirts every game you go to.
Lugie, what are you doing? Jersey?
No, I'm not really a big jersey guy, but we'll be Knicks from head to toe.
Got it.
Yeah, no, he's representing
the
Knicks.
So isn't he in more danger than me or Rondé?
You know why he's not?
I'm too pretty. Nobody's going to come after me.
He's going to be around many, many, many other Knicks fans. You are representing what? A guy who owns Philadelphia in a different sport that they probably care more about?
So why would the Knicks fans care then if they're going to own that place tomorrow night?
I didn't say Knicks fans are going to attack you.
It's just going to make me feel better about
myself.
You know
what we're going to find out? We're going to find out because I posited this at the beginning of the show. I don't think that the 76er fan is the same as the Eagle fan. Or if they behave differently when they go to 76ers game.
Right.
If you wear that Rondé Barber jersey, you will find out for sure. Like, we'll get an answer to whether or not it's the same fan.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. We're gonna do a little survey tomorrow.
See, I was going to do a survey
a
as
man
well.
On the street.
A man on the street.
A man on the street. Excuse me, sir and madam and children. Does this jersey offend you?
But survey could end with him getting his ass kicked.
I'll be there to protect you.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right. Until we part ways in the park.
And then I'm getting my ass kicked with you.
Yes, you are. My survey idea was more creative, but doesn't guarantee my ass kicked. I was going to wear a Mets jersey, but the name on the back was going to be Bronya.
Because he was a Philly.
He was a Philly. I love Rico Bronya. Gosh,
great. Eight people got that. Thanks, though.
Do you think they'll even get it?
No, all right, so what should I wear then as an IBO?
You want to wear my Saquon Giants jersey?
I ain't wearing a Saquon jersey.
By the way, how would people even react to that?
They'd be confused.
Like at this point,
that's a good question.
If you wear a,
he's not an Eagle yet,
right? And you're wearing it as a, it's still a Giant jersey. Yeah. Like ultimately, the reason why the Rico jersey would be a terrible idea is no one would care. It'd be you're wearing a Met jersey, and they do not like the Mets in Philadelphia.
It's not going to translate that. It's Rico Bronya. It's right. Rico Bronya.
But wearing a Giant jersey of one of the Eagles' current star players, I mean, that's something.
That's kind of creative to go that route. Yeah, I got to think about this. So you're going Rondé Barber.
That's right.
Tiki's churching it up. Loogie's probably going to wear like a Knicks sweatshirt, Knick hat, all that. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I also have an Allen Iverson jersey, if you like.
No, I'm not wearing an Allen. What's wrong with you?
AI's the man.
Stop it. You know what I could wear?
Dude, I might wear the AI jersey.
I'll bring it with me.
You can't wear an AI jersey.
AI's a Virginian, bro.
Yeah, but you're a New Yorker
seven.
Now. You can't, because you're representing one of the greatest Sixers of all time. You can't do that.
But he's my dude.
Stop it. Even you. I put my foot down on that.
Evan, I know what you have to wear.
Julius Irving, that jersey?
No. Ben Simmons. That's the jersey.
They
might hate him more than Rondé. especially at a basketball game, you got to do it.
That's a great call. That is a great call.
That may be the answer.
That would be awesome. Call. That would be so cool if you
There is only one slight issue with this.
I would
never give my hard-earned money to buy a Ben Simmons jersey, ever.
Sean has one.
Do you?
I thankfully don't. Yeah. In the long line of 7,000 jerseys I have.
Let's go to Kendrick and Suffern. Hey, Kendrick.
Hey, guys. You guys were just quickly talking about the Mets before I get to my basketball point. So it sounds like the Mets now have dudes. The Mets now have dollar dogs. And the guy who ate 8 of them last night, this morning at work, did damage.
Well said.
Well said,
yes. I hope nobody ate 8 hot dogs last night.
Well, it's too many. 5's too many? Like, what's your number? What's the cutoff?
It's probably
it's
probably like 3. I think 3 is probably the upper end. Right, Kendrick?
A lot of people did dog per inning.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to Citi Field for $3 worth of dogs.
Dog! I think the one per inning, by the way, on an average time game, which nowadays is 2 hours, 20 minutes, and like let's say each full inning is about 18 minutes or so, that's not bad. Like, I think I could pull that off.
You could.
Yeah, I think I could do that. Like,
Kendrick,
did
you go?
It.
Were you there, Kendrick?
I did not go. Unfortunately, I missed the first half of last night's game. I had my son's kindergarten orientation. He starts next year in kindergarten. So I came home. I DVR'd the first half, caught up to the second half. I got to be live for the ending there. I wanted to talk about that. You know, Evan, I'm a little disappointed in you in picking the Sixers over the Knicks. I was conflicted, too, as part of the coalition of who to root for. Now I'm just rooting for chaos and good basketball because I love to see both fan bases sweat this out. But the reason why I can't stand the Knicks, it's a long history, but one of the main reasons recently, and I'm shocked you haven't brought this up with all your references, Evan, in almost 11 years ago to the day, Tom Thibodeau took a broken and beaten Chicago Bulls team without Kirk Heinrich. And I know because I was in the building with you. Kirk Heinrich without Lou Alding and won a game 7 after giving up
a 3-1
lead.
But what's your point on that, though? Like, of course, I remember it and it led to the KG Paul Pierce trade, but what would that lead me to do, in your opinion?
At first, I was rooting for the Knicks because I can't stand Joel Embiid and how the Sixers have punked us as Net fans for recent history. Mm-hmm. At least Tom Thibodeau has done it the right way, as much as I hate
He's done it the right way.
He has beaten us and defeated the Nets and put us into that KG era. If we win that series, who knows if we make that trade. And so I've always had a out for Thibodeau for doing that with the Bulls to us Nets fans.
No, I understand that, but I think the part where we disagree, and Loogie could actually help me out, because Tommy Lugauer has always been very honest that he hates the Yankees, and it's personal to him, right? It's personal. Never
very
ends. I would say that it doesn't matter who would be on the New York Yankees. They could have a bunch of Saints. They could have a bunch of Barbers. Like, you could have a kid lineup all on the New York Yankees, and Loogie would say, I still love your family, but they're on the Yankees.
Yeah.
And that's the way I view sports. I don't look at it nearly as, I don't like this guy, I don't like that guy. I look at it as the jersey.
The uniform, 100%.
So even if we disagree,
you could respect that it's the jersey. I have nothing against Jalen Brunson. I like Jalen Brunson. I even kind of respect Josh Hart. Like, I don't dislike players on the New York Knicks, but I think sometimes in this town, sports fans, it doesn't matter who's on the Islanders. You hate them if you're a Ranger fan. It doesn't matter who's on the Yankees. You don't like them.
Do I want to go to Cancun with A-Rod and a bunch of supermodels? You're damn right I do. But when he played for the Yankees, I didn't like him.
Yeah, makes sense. Speaking of Cancun, do you see Tom Brady took the entire Fox crew to, like, somewhere?
Oh, really?
Yeah, took them all to the beach. They went on a beach vacation.
Was it Bahamas?
I think it was an island in the Bahamas, and they played, like, Survivor.
So Tom Brady
really?
Apparently paid for the whole thing, took everyone who works for Fox, all the broadcasters, out to do that.
Well, you can do that when you're making $37 million a year, whatever you make it.
This is what I thought of, because I think the Nash reaction is, oh, Tiki should do it. Tiki shouldn't do it. Tiki's not being paid $100 million to broadcast. If he was, good for you. You wouldn't be sitting next to me in all likelihood. But then again, maybe you would.
No, I probably would.
You probably would. I think that your boy Tony Romo should do that.
Oh.
Like, Tony Romo should look at what Tom, because Tom's already the better football player. We know that.
What's the number he's making?
A lot.
Romo is a lot. I got to find
out. No, I know Romo. He's making 18, but what is is Brady making 30 something?
I think so.
I mean, I just pulled that out of my head because it felt right, but I don't
10 year 375.
So he's making 37 and a half.
So he's making double of what Tony Romo.
So maybe Romo should
take them.
Romo should get you guys a house in the Poconos, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, I'll give you this. Tony doesn't have to take you to the Bahamas, but he's got to do something.
Right. Buy us all six packs.
Yeah, clearly.
That'll work.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.